I look at Pioneer Human Services, and as a result, Pioneer Industries, as kind of a continuum of support to folks that are re-engaging with society. So we run re-entry facilities for people that are coming out of incarceration. We offer housing for the folks that need a place to live. We support, obviously, with mental health. We have also some residential treatment facilities. Workforce development comes into play. And then after all of that, it's time to go to work.
Hello and welcome. I'm Lori Hardy, and thanks for listening in as we talk with leaders in our community. Joining me are leaders at Pioneer Human Services / Pioneer Industries. You may have heard of Pioneer as an organization that helps with mental health or as a human resources company. But the truth is, they have so much more. They have a plethora of opportunities. First, you get the help you need, then maybe housing, job training, and even a job at a top-notch facility. They stress your past is your past, and it doesn't matter as long as you're doing the work to move forward.
It's really about enhancing that hope to give people a chance. It's a rough thing when you come out and you've spent a year in jail or 20 years in prison, and you're told, well, you know, you apply for a job and well, you're not really qualified, or we don't hire people like you. That job's been filled, or you don't have the right resume. It's really depressing for somebody to go through that, really to hear those kinds of comments when they're really trying to get a second chance.
Once you become part of our team out on the floor, your past is your past. You become an aerospace manufacturer. That's what you are. Or you become a food services. You learn how to cook. Maybe you're going to go on to be a chef with some of our schooling. All of those things are possible. A past doesn't mean anything to us.
My name is Orlando Tantico, Quality Improvement Operations Support Manager. I'll just explain this. Why I'm here at Pioneer is because I like to give back to the community. I embrace the social enterprises. I embrace the core values that we support. I want to give someone the opportunity to that second chance, right? I think all of us want that second chance and give that opportunity. And some of the things we're looking for is looking for those people that are willing to work and have the passion to learn.
Talk a little bit, Orlando, about what a second chance looks like.
For anyone, really anyone, regardless of their
Grandma?
Color, age. If they're willing to work, it's twofold. If they have the passion and the heart, and if they have the knowledge to retain and that willingness to move forward, we're willing to work with them one-on-one, whatever it's going to take, because that's what we do.
My name is Les Mayhall. I am the Senior Manufacturing and Operations Manager. I oversee all the operations and manufacturing in both of our facilities. I found myself in a place where I wasn't satisfied with just coming to work and making other people money. I have a son that suffers from mental illness. I found myself in a place in my life where I needed a little something more out of the work that I was doing, and I found my way to Pioneer. And with that, one of the other statistics, about 72% of the upper team, of the upper echelon of our leadership, also came through these same things. All of my supervisors, leads, even all the way up through our GM, were part of our mission. And when I talk about that, I also want to be very clear that this is a no-joke manufacturing company. We're a top-tier provider to Boeing. So what that means is that if people can realize that even though they have a past, they have a future, man, we're the lucky ones, because they show up and they shine, so that if you remove the past, anybody in the country would die to have people like that, that are really driven to show that they deserve a second chance and they want to be here. And that's the flip side to it. You have to want to take that second chance. It's not a handout. You got to be ready to learn.
Somebody hasn't come through Pioneer, but they want the job. So part of the problem when people in recovery get jobs, their employers don't understand. Can you talk about that a little?
When people interview and they go through their process, people come to us not just through our systems, but they will come through some similar situation that fits within our framework of what we support. So my team and I, and Orlando's team, because, you know, when we talk about manufacturing, you're still talking about what it takes to run a company. So Orlando's got front office, he's got vendors, he's got his full share of people he needs to. It's just not floor manufacturing. When people come in, we usually talk to them about how are they going to come to work every day. We need you to be here at a time every day and provide that resource so we can count on you and figure out how we're going to move our day, right? That's pretty standard. But what we do say is, if you don't have a vehicle and you're riding the bus, we'll shift that start time around so that it fits you, because we understand what it takes to get back on your feet. Some of my supervisors were involved in the justice system for over 30 years. And I'm telling you right now, I've run a lot of companies and I've got the best team you've ever seen, bar none. So knowing that, we also have the confidence to further support people and get them on their feet.
I'm Danita Price. I'm the Director of Organization Development, Talent Acquisition, and Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. I am so excited to be a part of this conversation. I really want to be able to let everybody know, as a mission-driven organization, that is why I'm here. I wanted to give back in service and expertise and in collaboration and partnership. And that's exactly what I found here with our human resource team, but part of the diversity, equity, and inclusion. All bodies can read, understand, and move forward. And I'm really here to contribute to the mission in a way that moves equity forward on all fronts. We are a multi-industry organization. We're a top-tier partner to Boeing from a aerospace, engineering, manufacturing, logistics, and distribution, food service. That's just one part of our business. We are so open and vast. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to have our voices heard and to get great people on our team, because that's exactly what we're looking for.
Take us step by step, kind of how it works, so we can get kind of a visual in our mind.
This is Pioneer Enterprises, which there is Pioneer Industries, which is the aerospace manufacturing piece. There is PDC, which is our Pioneer Distribution Center, our food service portion of the organization. We also have housing and human services, which is we have affordable housing. We also have our residential services, behavioral health, which are multiple programs. I think we have over 50 programs throughout the state of Washington that we currently manage. And then we have our GNA, which is our general administration. We have facility services and project managers. We also have our finance team, our executive team. We have our marketing and philanthropy and advocacy team, our human resource team, if I didn't say that. We are a full organization, social enterprise organization. And that's what I mean by multi-industry, multifaceted organization. Please come to us and have a conversation. Like, what is it that you want to do? What is it that you love to do? And then we look into our organization and say, hey, did you know that we did this? And people like, I thought human services like was HR. A lot of people think that when they say Pioneer Human Services, they kind of think HR. We are human. The human is in the center of all that we do. But we want to have conversations to let people know who we are and how you can come and contribute and how we can give back as well. We're driven by our values, and they're pretty awesome that we all follow.
Thank you, Danita. The thing that comes up for me when I hear you is hope. It can feel hopeless. You are opening this door. You're providing this opportunity.
But we have a whole workforce development, which is we have graduating courses, our roadmap to success. We have the amazing Mr. Castillo, who helps from a career coaching and helping with resumes and interviewing and preparing people for a job, not just with Pioneer. A lot of they also go external. We are the first step to like come work for us. And if we're not the place, we will help you to find where you want to go, to include our case managers who help with housing, who help with transportation, who help with being able to connect with their families again. It's a wraparound service.
So Nanette Sorich, Communications Manager for Pioneer Human Services. Just to follow up on what Danita said, we're very proud to be full service. So it's counseling and treatment. In that counseling and treatment, we have outpatient clinics, we have residential programs, we have diversion to keep people out of the criminal justice system, we have crisis, detox, sobering services, full circle, and then, of course, mental health counseling, because some people need some of this, of course, before they start in with the workforce. And then we have affordable housing programs, whether they be transitional, clean and sober, or permanent. And then we have the job readiness training, Workforce Development Division. And we do have the three-week program in Spokane and in Seattle running right now in person, or if people have to still do it via Zoom. And after 3 weeks, they get 9 months of case management. So whether that's help on their job or job search, depending on what they need within their careers, I have the opportunity to write success stories of many of our clients and many of our employees. And for instance, I just finished one from the Spokane Roadmap to Success. He had been incarcerated for many years. His name was Matthew. Some of his friends told him to go to our program, which was really nice. It was word of mouth. He went through it, graduated, and then, you know, whether it's a client or a student, they're assessed for what their personal wants and needs are. And he really expressed that he was interested in Seaport Steel, which is in Spokane. So our vocational case managers reached out for him, got him an interview, and eventually he was hired and he's working there, very happy. And I mean, because it is full life when they get out, you know, whether it's the driver's license they need, we offer full support services. It might be a transportation need. It might be something health-wise, housing. So we understand that there's a full circle there always. And that's what, whether we have case managers, vocational case managers, we provide all kinds of different support services. So we really do try to build out to the community to support people and get them on their feet. If they are employed with us, then there's full benefits as far as provide tuition assistance. So we've had so many people go through, finish high school and then go through college and get college degrees, master's programs, apprenticeship, trade programs. The sky is the limit. If they're willing to put the work in, we're here.
I think people forget that there's barriers when you've been homeless or struggled. You may not have a driver's license. You may not have family. They may not be ready to step back into your life. So I love it that you talk about helping people with their barriers. Now, somebody listening is going, I need this. Where do they go? How do they find you?
Well, they could call our main number, 206-768-1990, 206-768-1990, explain what it is that they're in need of. And our front desk is very trained to be able to refer them to a program. They also, our website, every single program, whether it be diversion, something with mental health or substance use disorder or job training or housing, and we have contact email and phone numbers there that they can reach out. And our website is www.pioneerhumanservices.org.
My name's Heidi Cosentino, and I'm the Director of Human Resources Operations. My draw into Pioneer is all about giving back to the community and recognizing that we're all human. At some point in time in people's lives, sometimes we just need to recalibrate. Reset, you have a new journey, new opportunity itself. And I personally have had family members that have been impacted by substance abuse issues or mental health issues. So very proud of the work our employees contribute at Pioneer and how we give back to the larger community. As an employee of Pioneer, we recognize everyone has their own walk of life that they've been through. It's a manager's responsibility to understand and cultivate that relationship and where they may be able to help steer or guide the employee through the process. The work and investment that comes from the operations side, as we look at our total rewards package, we make a significant investment in our health plan that supports the mental health programs. We have low-cost premiums. We have fairly low-cost entry for care so that people can get on the treatment path or continue to maintain whatever that healthy lifestyle is that they need. Lots of support. Our support does not come only from Pioneer. We have an extension of partners. For example, today I could say Regents is a major provider for us, providing care to our employees. The sky is the limit in terms of that upward mobility and opportunity. So if you are interested in continuing to grow your career, go back to school, you know, work with your manager, in terms of scheduling and support. Our tuition assistance program is very broad. It covers books, it covers the actual course. But one of the things that makes it unique is that we actually pay for it up front. It's not a tuition reimbursement. We're making every effort when we look at our total policies, practices to eliminate as many barriers as possible so that people have that upward mobility opportunity. And recognizing that Pioneer Industries is really the initial calling for us all to come together here. It's an amazing story and an amazing partnership with Boeing in terms of us being a top tier supplier for them. I just don't think that people even recognize that. I just have to give a shout out and echo what Les was saying in terms of that team of leadership and employees there. They are amazing. You can feel that camaraderie when you walk into the room. The energy is infectious and they don't give up. They listen to the employees. We have standards and that we have expectations. And as long as people are committed to those expectations, there's a great likelihood that they're going to be very, very successful, find a very rewarding career with Pioneer.
The thread I'm seeing is, what do you love? Like, we're not going to give you a job you hate. So what do you love? And then I love how you said never give up, because that is the problem. If their employer doesn't understand mental health or addiction, there might be a hard line that's more than tough love. The education maybe they need, or the support they need to make that better, rather than just you're out. I'm hearing a lot of joy and a lot of hope.
Mark Barron, he's our COO, VP, and GM of Pioneer Industries, Pioneer Human Services.
I look at Pioneer Human Services, and as a result, Pioneer Industries, is kind of a continuum of support to folks that are re-engaging with society. So we run re-entry facilities for people that are coming out of incarceration. We offer housing for the folks that need a place to live. We support, obviously, with mental health. We have also some residential treatment facilities. Workforce development comes into play. And then after all of that, it's time to go to work. It's time to become transfer from being a client to an employee. And we want to make sure that everybody's ready for that, because it's really about, you mentioned hope earlier, it's really about getting a chance. Sometimes that chance has to take different forms for different people. We had one gentleman a couple of weeks ago who is just a tremendous performer in Les's group. We found out that he was living out of his car, but yet he was one of our best employees. He was having to make some decisions relative to, I may not be able to stay here just because I've got to go somewhere where I can get a place to live. And we told him, look, we have housing here. We can help you get a place to live. One thing led to another. And a week later, he had an apartment in Pioneer Housing. And he's fortunately still with us as an employee. It's really about enhancing that hope to give people a chance. It's a rough thing when you come out and you've spent a year in jail or 20 years in prison, and you're told, well, you know, you apply for a job and, well, you're not really qualified, or we don't hire people like you. That job's been filled, or you don't have the right resume. It's really depressing for somebody to go through that, really to hear those kinds of comments when they're really trying to get a second chance. So we try to wipe all that away and give them, if they don't work for us, to give them the skills to answer that question or those sets of questions so that they can move past that. And I got to tell you that in terms of employee quality, so to speak, I worked for another company for 31 years. I worked for Pioneer for 8.5 years. And I like to tell folks that I loved my job that I had for 31 years. I worked for a really good company. I love the people there, but I like this job better. And most of that is because of the people that really make a difference here in their lives. They make a difference in mine too. So it goes both ways. I love telling my family about them. I love outlining the successes that they have. It's really a place that, in terms of coming to work, if people are looking for a place to work, we support two missions. We have two objectives here. One is we have to be super competitive. We have gone to the top tier of the supply base for Boeing. We were one of 60 to 62 companies out of 11,000. That attended their Supplier of the Year Award performance celebration a few months ago. They just don't give that out to anybody. So you get to be part of a winning team when you come here. The second part is the whole mission piece and the support that I heard others outline in terms of case management support. What can we do to help you be successful? Do you need a place to live? Are you running into troubles financially? Are you emotionally having trouble? COVID added just another element to that that we've gone through the last couple of years. But through all that, I would have to say that Pioneer Industries is performing better than we ever have. And we've been around since 1966. So we plan on being here a long time. It's really a tribute to the folks that have come into this business through the programs that we have that we're able to sustain that success.
If somebody listening and they want to be a part of this, what if they're homeless on the street? Their mom says, hey, I heard about these people. Can they start?
The reality is, if you want to work and you will show up on time and you have a learning orientation, we will take care of the rest. Whether you're homeless, whether you have mental health issues, we've seen it all. We've done it all here. None of those are barriers. And a lot of people say, well, certainly at Pioneer, you don't have this type of person or that type of person. And I'm like, oh yeah, we do. You're going to come into this facility and you're going to look around and you're not going to see, there's no scarlet letter on anybody's forehead. It's one of the surprising things when people who know about our mission come here and they see that, it's like, this looks like a typical manufacturing plant. There's no difference that I can tell. And I love that. There's a family at the bottom of the hill, a gentleman and a wife and two kids that have been standing out there for 2 weeks, kind of asking for money as the cars drive by. And I thought to myself, why don't we offer that guy a job? Just have him walk up the hill. We're 100 yards from where he's asking for money. Give him benefits for his family. We'll be regular salary. Now, he may or may not, or she may or may not be ready to work. We don't know the situation there. But that's our folks. That's who we help. At the bottom line, we're a chance for change. That's our mission. That's what we do. We provide people a second chance. We recently relooked at that, and we want them to do it honorably, and we want them to do it without bias and with open support. And sometimes we have to check those things ourselves at the door and make sure that we're giving everybody equal opportunity. But I think we're getting better at that all the time. We're about giving folks the second chance and the support to be successful.
We mentioned our Roadmaps to Success program. During the COVID period, obviously everything was radically changed and different. This team is so talented that we were able to shift around and survive, and we're coming back really strong in this period. And that's why we have openings in our industry. But the Roadmaps to Success program is interesting because the training happens out of Plant One, our largest manufacturing facility. And one of the great aspects of what I do and my team does, we're kind of a support. I'll go in and give a speech at the end of their tenure there, as each group comes through. And then we give them a tour of the facility. We give them a chance to take a look at what a real honest to God manufacturing aerospace company looks like. And I get an opportunity to see a gleam in somebody's eye, and I'll know they're interested in making something. And the whole process can start right from there. We have food services. You can learn to cook and work that side of it. There's distribution up in Fife where you can learn straightforward warehousing. So on our side of it, there's a lot of opportunities. We're going to teach you to do the basics. A top-tier manufacturer is top-tier equipment. We compete globally against anybody that can make something. We succeed. Once you become part of our team out on the floor, your past is your past. You become an aerospace manufacturer. That's what you are. Or you become a food services. You learn how to cook. Maybe you're going to go on to be a chef with some of our schooling. All of those things are possible. A past doesn't mean anything to us.
All individuals start on the same level platform coming in to the organization. It isn't a discussion about what your past is. They've made it through the honor of being hired. And then now they have an opportunity to prove and grow going forward.
The teammates that you have around you, they've gone through what you did. They become your second family. I mean, right away, they're looking out for you. The leads I have, oh man, these people are phenomenal. And we're a top tier aerospace manufacturer. You don't get that everywhere, let me tell you.
One of the things we've tried to really focus on is we want to make sure that we're providing a path to a living wage, not just an entry-level job. When you look at the staff that we have here in Pioneer Industries, You will find folks that have been involved with the justice system, not only at the entry-level jobs, but also running the business. We've had folks who have run departments here that are $30 million revenue businesses that have been previously incarcerated. There's no holding back. If you prove your worth and if you work your way up and show that aptitude, the job's yours. We want to make sure that as managers, we put people in a job to be able to compete for the next job so that they can make more money and have a living wage opportunity and not just, oh yeah, well, they're maintenance or they're sweeping the floors or whatever. It's all about putting people higher. And the hope that you see on people's faces when they see they can get that opportunity. I've seen people come in here with literally their tail between their legs and shame on their face. And they might leave here or get promoted here. And the confidence that they show and their cadence and their posture and their speech is amazing. And that's what it's all about.
I'm Lori Hardy, and thanks for listening in today. We hope you've learned something new. Join us again next week as we continue to talk with people that are making a difference in our community.
This is your Sunday morning shout out. What's up? I'm Cyan Feuer with Warm 106.9's Promotions and Events team, and I hope you're having an amazing weekend, especially because right now I'm going to spend about 2 minutes educating you about a business and possibly convincing you to hop on their train. Let's get into it. This Sunday, I want you to consider trying a service from Ridwell. You might be asking me, what's Ridwell? Well, see what I did there? Anyways, it's a recycling business that actually recycles your clothes, unlike the thrift stores you are donating to, which I'm guilty of. Side note, to give you more knowledge about that donating clothes part, 84% of what you donate actually ends up in the landfill. See, I didn't know this until a couple weeks ago, and now I'm kind of horrified. So, now do you want to know how Ridwell's recycling works? First, they send you a special bag to store your desired recycling products in. Then they pick up the bag full of your unwanted items every 2 weeks. Then they actually recycle and or reuse your things through a company called Trex, saving tons of landfill from your community, which keeps the oceans in our Pacific Northwest clean for longer. They have a couple commitments to the Seattle area, which include transparency, audacity, and community. First off, they make sure every item they collect is tracked so they know it's going to the right place. Second, and here's a cool statistic, 97.5% of materials they collect get reused and recycled. They've also saved 5 million pounds of waste from being put in the landfills over the course of their existence, which, by the way, they started in 2017, which is kind of crazy because they've saved in 5 years that 5 million pounds of waste from going into the landfill. Isn't that fantastic? And if you're a frugal Franny like me, you'll look at their prices when you go to their website and be a bit intimidated, but if you think about it, you're saving the planet and the oceans around you for every bag you use. So go on and visit their website for more info and to sign up for their services at ridwell.com. That's RIDWELL.com. I'm Cyan Feuer, and this is your Sunday morning shout out. Have a beautiful day.